My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Amari Cooper, no longer a Cleveland Brown. I'm in no way surprised by this. And honestly, I'm a little bit encouraged by this.
Encouraged?
You changed something.
You made some move that says you're willing to shake the snow globe.
Yes. And I think while everybody thinks Deshaun is the obvious answer, I think the most obvious one was the wide receiver who can't catch a pass when it's thrown right to him, whether it's in his hands or in the numbers.
It's been so weird, though. He had back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons. We watched him have a 250-plus-yard game against the Texans. Like, he was, in the past couple years, he was the best part about the Browns' offense, and I don't even think that's debatable. And then to watch him go into this year and watch it just... I mean, Nick, after the drop pass that he had over the weekend, I was like, get him off the team. Send him to Mars.
It hit him in the hands.
You can't rely on him. The fall of Amari Cooper, 10 years he's been in the NFL, and he's been a 1,000-yard receiver with 5-plus touchdowns every year, like as consistent as it gets, and watching him not be able to do anything, how do you possibly keep that guy?
Well, and I'll be honest with you. I think there's some crocodile tears here about, oh, Amari, he's been this and that. No, not really, because this moment has come for Amari in three places now. Like, he was 26 when the Raiders traded him as a highly productive wide receiver.
Each place, it ended pretty badly.
And it ended
badly with the Raiders, ended badly with the Cowboys, and now I can't say it ended great here.
Well, it took 6 weeks for me to go, I don't give a damn what you did the last 2 years, because this year, you're not getting it done. So here's the thing. I think it's a great trade for Buffalo because I think Amari immediately becomes their best receiver. I think Amari gets out of Cleveland. I'll be honest with you guys. You want to put this on Deshaun? Put it on Deshaun. It's because Amari didn't get his money this offseason, and it's because, quite frankly, Amari was mentioned in trade rumors with the San Francisco 49ers, and that's when it was done.
Which should have made him mad. Let's be honest about it.
No, it shouldn't have.
Yeah, no, of course it should have.
This is the NFL. This is how this goes.
No. He has been the best offensive player on this team for the previous 2 years. Amari had every right to be mad about how that was going
down.
What
a low bar. It's a business. How has he not learned? If you're Amari Cooper, how have you not learned that this is a business?
Think about how the Browns treated him in this business. There's a right way and a wrong way to treat people, is there not?
Did they pay him $60 million across 3 years?
There's a right way and a wrong way to treat people. You want to try to trade people right before the season gets underway while also not giving him any amount of money that he was asking for, or extending him while extending Jerry Jeudy, a guy that's never even played in a Browns uniform? I always sided with Amari on that side of things. I thought the Browns treated him horribly. That doesn't mean you get to go ahead and be laissez-faire about the season.
Well, see, that's where, for me, is if Amari had been doing everything, and Amari came out, what was this, 4 weeks ago, and was like, yeah, I got to start treating practices like they're games. You are a 10-year vet, dude.
Right. Well, you could tell. They broke him. I'm convinced that they broke him in some sort of way.
Come on.
His dam was busted.
Did you just go country music drop on me?
I always do. You have to pay attention here. I'm going to always just constantly throw country music lines in there at any chance I get.
Okay, so one, it takes two to tango here. So if you're mad at the Browns today for the Ayuk stuff, I get it. Guys,
I just think it makes sense.
32 teams out of 32 teams would have traded Amari Cooper for Brandon Ayuk. That's not a defense of the Browns. That's just an understanding of where you are.
Right, but just like when Baker found out that the Browns were going after Deshaun Watson, the moment he found that out, it was over.
Yeah,
same thing with Amari. The moment he found that out, you knew the risk. You either had to land the guy or you didn't.
But the Browns didn't bag Amari at any point. They could have. They could have sandbagged him when he pouted after losing the contract battle. They could have sandbagged him
by paying Jerry Jeudy and all sorts of other people. They've given a million people contract extensions here. They didn't even consider it with Amari.
I think they did consider it. They just considered against it.
Okay, fine. That is a consideration. Considering against it is a consideration.
My idea that I'm sure that there was a conversation. There was a quorum. Andrew went to Glenn. Glenn went to Timmy in accounting. Timmy in accounting went to Kevin. Kevin went, please, Paul Di Podesta, can I weigh in?
Di Podesta's got to be somewhere in this equation.
And then Jimmy was like,
this flow chart of suck that we're building here.
But I think it absolutely was a conversation. They made the right decision not paying the guy. Isn't that what this proved? If you can't handle the way this went down...
Oh, yeah, Barry deserves credit for that. There's no denying that.
And I'll be honest with you.
But you got to live with the idea that Amari, you were never going to get the best version of Amari after that happened. We all live with the idea, Nick, that he was just like the wide receiver version of Nick Chubb and was too much of a consummate pro to ever let this get in the way of his actual stats and how he played. And guess what? They were wrong.
Yeah.
They were wrong.
Yeah. Well, and when we say they, we the fans got it wrong. I'm sorry. Like... The second that you start to half-ass it, I'm done. When you're one of the, 10 highest paid players on the team, and we've got to have conversations about you giving it your all, and I'll be honest with you. Listen, Deshaun's bad, Deshaun's awful, whatever you want to say. This is not a defense of Deshaun. But the eye rolling and everything else, this was a tsunami of negative. And if you, one, you did get something for him of value. You traded Amari in a sixth to Buffalo for a third and a seventh.
Yeah.
That is more than I thought you were going to get.
I think if you waited to week 9, you weren't going to get anything better.
And I think the most important thing is, yep, you basically paid for those moves because now I think basically they're getting him for like $800,000 this year. It's addition by subtraction. You have enough negative in that locker room. You don't need another one, no matter how much we liked Amari 7 weeks ago.
And that's right. It was 7 weeks ago. I mean, I've turned on Amari in many respects.
You have to.
I watched on Sunday. I'm like, he's not playing hard. He can't catch the football. He's not productive. What is he doing here?
And I just can't.
Watch him go to Buffalo, Nick, and be good.
I have no doubt, by the way.
You know it's going to happen.
Because every fresh start, it resets the odometer for Amari.
Yeah.
But this is not like the worst thing I can tell you about this trade is you traded him for a team that hypothetically you would be in a playoff battle for if your organization wasn't up its own wazoo right now. That's the worst thing I can say. But, like, I'll be honest with you, miss me with the blame Andrew Berry or Deshaun Watson. No, Amari had choices. And Amari's choice was he was going to be pissy about the contract. And then, on top of it, well, I don't like being mentioned in a trade. Tough.
I still think you had a right to be that.
Well, no. But, okay, you have a right to be upset. But how you illustrate your upset
he
matters.
He wanted out. Clearly, he wanted out. And he got what he wanted, did he not?
Yeah, but he wasted a lot of my time.
For sure he did.
And that's what upsets
me.
For
sure he did. But if his end goal, we're treating this as if, like, the Browns' end goal is the only thing that mattered in this equation. If his end goal, the moment that he almost got traded and then didn't get traded, was, well, I got to find a way to actually get traded because I don't want to be here anymore because they didn't want to extend me. They're wasting my season. I don't want to be here. Congratulations, Amari. You got what you wanted today.
Yeah. Could this have been better if you had done this in August?
Now you get to go play for an AFC title contender instead of a 1-5 football team.
Yeah, well, now you
he did get what he wanted.
Yeah, but now you got 11 games to prove it.
I would bet a lot of money he does.
And listen, I think it stands to reason that going to Josh Allen gives you a better chance. But I lost all respect for you with the way this went down.
Well, and that's part of it, Nick, is that now you're, and I don't know that he was ever going to be somebody that Browns fans looked at as like an all-time, wonderful receiver and people that we bring back to the ceremonies years from now, but... He doesn't get to do any of those things now.
Well, no,
I don't think it matters to him, but that idea is shot, as you correctly point out.
We'll bring him back, but we're going to bring back Jerry Jeudy first. Too soon? Too soon?
I mean, Jerry Jeudy's bank account is always playing.
Man, Jerry Jeudy better work out at this point.
I mean, that's what it is. You actively chose to reward somebody that hadn't played a down in a Browns uniform over the guy that had been your best offensive player for 2 years. I'm not saying it was the wrong move. That's how Amari looks at it.
Was Amari going to accept Jerry's money?
No.
Okay.
But it's still.
So it's not the same thing.
It's pretty close.
216.
You rewarded one and not the other.
You saw two people. You saw their values. Here was your value for Jerry. He accepted it. Amari didn't. Like, that's fine. These were all business. If this was just business decisions, I could get behind it.
You can still upset people in business, though.
Yeah, but
you can't hide under the idea that it's business, so I have to take it and be happy about it.
You realize how many times I've been upset in business, and you know how every time I went back and did good business, because that's what's in your best interest.
Yes, but Amari's best interest was getting to Buffalo. He didn't have to be good for you anymore.
So you're saying
his best interest was this trade.
So you're saying radio and the NFL, there's no overlap?
Yeah, not much, sorry.
All right, bad analogy.
Hate to break it to you.
216-474-0092. Amari Cooper's been traded with a 6th-round pick to Buffalo for a 3rd-rounder and a 7th-rounder. Is this the right move? And I'm just going to say here, change. You wanted change. You got change. Are you going to complain about it now? That's next on 92.3 The Fan.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.